huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
The Senate's top Democrat says the FAA is dragging its feet on a congressional directive. And from Washington, USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has that story.
Senator Chuck Schumer says the FAA is not moving quickly enough to roll out a plan to stop airlines from continuing to shrink passenger seats. And Schumer says federal officials should be doing more to comply with a law that was passed in September that is supposed to establish minimum seat size standards for airplanes. The New York Democrats saying the agency hasn't begun to rein in the shrinking seat problem. The FAA claims it's, quote, working to address the provision in the reauthorization bill. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A survey was conducted by a London-based company talking about some of the most annoying office phrases this year. Number one on that list is give 110%. Number two is blue sky thinking. And number five, one of the all-time favorites, outside the box. This is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, but do it now.
NASCAR fans just outside of Phoenix, Arizona, were treated to an exciting race at the newly renovated ISM Raceway. Kyle Busch won the race, but I had a chance to catch up with Arizona Republican Senator John Kyle. And he said the fans were also winners with the renovations at ISM Raceway.
I think it's mostly for the fans. It's all reconfigured to be convenient and to give them the best views and the best participation in the pre-race activities. To look into the driver's meeting, to be in the infield, see the cars going through the tech inspection. All of those things to make it a better fan experience. And I think they've done a great job.
With the race being on Veterans Day weekend, I also had a chance to talk to Joey Logano, driver of the number 22 Pennzoil Ford, and ask him what it means to be racing on Veterans Day weekend.
Yeah, it's special. Anytime, I think any way we can honor our military is what's the most important thing, you know. And like I said, this sport takes a minute to stop and recognize our military, not just this weekend, but every week, because it's the reason why we race, the reason why we can race.
I posed the same question to Clint Boyer, driver of the number 14 car.
I mean, everybody, you know, is afforded to be able to do what you love to do because of all the branches of the military, and certainly, you know, important to be able to give thanks to them. We honor them, and you know, it's always a big weekend for everybody in our country, and certainly it is for our sport, NASCAR.
From ISM Raceway for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Your weather for today brought to you by John Marshall Weather. A low will move up the eastern seaboard tonight into Tuesday morning, resulting in quick shot of steady rain starting later this evening and continuing into Tuesday morning. The rain will end rapidly during the morning hours from west to east. On average, an inch of rain is expected. The sun will return soon after the rain ends. Wednesday will be windy and cold, with readings only in the 30s to around 40 degrees. A winter feel for sure. The average high temperature is 55 degrees. A second storm will affect the area Thursday afternoon into Friday. The models develop a low over the southeast and move it up the coast. The latest computer guidance has cold high pressure being more of an influence to our north. With this setup, the potential is now there for wet snow to mix in with the rain inland from Thursday afternoon into Friday morning. No accumulation is expected at this time. Rain will fall along the coast. Could winter be that far off? So tonight, rain developing by late evening, lows in the mid-40s in the city, 30s inland, south to east winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, morning rain. The rain will end from west to east by mid to late morning. A mix of sun and clouds is expected once the rain ends. Highs in the lower to mid-50s. East to northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Wednesday, mostly sunny, breezy, and cold. Highs only in the 30s to around 40.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Showcase, presented by PNC Bank. It will be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a chance to enter the cash machine, door prizes, and food tastings from local restaurants. From 4 till 6, meet Bill Spadia from New Jersey 101.5. Admission is free. For details, call the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit hunterdonchamber.org.
And welcome to Girl Boss with Devin LeCompte and Deb Hill, filling in for Brooke Sellis. We are women on a mission to help Hunterdon County businesses be found by residents and visitors alike, encouraging our county to thrive. We provide a positive space to spotlight women as a driving and empowered business force in our county and help other women learn about owning or leading their own businesses through penetrating and sometimes humorous discussions. We are here to answer your burning questions about being a girl boss. She's a restless spirit on an endless flight. Hello.
Hey, Devin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Did you have a nice weekend?
I had a great weekend. It was Lehigh University Parents Weekend, so I had some family come up from the Carolinas to visit their daughter. We went to the football game. It was absolutely freezing,
yeah.
But it's always good to see your family and spend time with them. So we had fun. How about you?
I had a great weekend. Don't ask me what I did because I can't remember it because, you know, brain like a sieve. Well. But it was good. It did not include drinking. Oh, maybe a little bit. We had dinner out a couple of nights with some friends.
Oh, anywhere good?
Over at their houses.
Oh, fun.
So, best restaurant in town. Someone else's house.
Absolutely. Especially when you don't have to cook or clean up, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We have a really awesome organist that is at our church, and he and his girlfriend, he also teaches at my son's college. So
oh, fun.
They invited us to dinner. That was really fun. So
awesome.
We have the benefit of having a wonderful guest with us today that I'm sure everybody's excited to hear about. We have Mary Beth Fanelli here. That's F-A-N-E-L-L-I. And we have Kim Black here. And so both of them are Kim's a friend, an old friend of mine, and I just get to meet Mary Beth because she wrote this amazing book. What's it called?
Leaving a Legacy of Love.
I want to get it right.
Not just a legacy plan, but a gift. How to cope with grief and take control of your personal and financial legacy to create a safeguard so your family won't fall apart when you are gone.
So, Mary Beth, you wrote an amazing book here.
Thank you.
Yeah. What drove you to... Well, first, before I ask that question, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well,
what
I do. I'm a financial advisor in Warren, New Jersey, and I get to help people create the life that they want now and in retirement.
That's fantastic.
Yes. Mostly my niche is I like to help people who have gone through a loss to help them settle an estate and get through that process because they're going through, you know, some grief and whatever, and they don't know what to do and they're lost. So I like to help guide them in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is a difficult time.
Yes.
When you're grieving, to have to deal with finances at the same time just seems, you know, so too much.
It can be overwhelming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Devin, you were going to ask something?
I was going to say, before we get into what empowered you to write the book.
Yes.
What is it about? Can you give us a quick synopsis? I haven't had the pleasure of reading it yet. I'm skimming it now, and it seems very detail-oriented and wonderful, and the flow of it seems easy. It's easy to read.
Yes, it's supposed to be easy to read. Basically, it kind of characterizes my life, goes through the life experiences that I had that led me to become a financial advisor, and then how I picked estate planning and why I really, really enjoy helping and guiding people to go through that process when they've lost a loved one. That's a real quick Reader's Digest synopsis.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic.
I like that it's titled Leaving a Legacy of Love, because it's not... when we often talk about estate planning, those two words sound so...
Dry.
Dry, and in somebody else's court, somebody who has a ton of money and they need a bunch of advisors to handle everything. And we don't think that everybody really needs to have that happen. We all need to, because there's somebody that's going to be left behind that we love.
That's right.
We need to think about that.
That's right. And I found that as parents, we sacrifice everything, right, mm-hmm. for our children. We give up things. We give up our lives just so that they can have a good upbringing. They can go to school. They can have the things they want. They can go to college. And then when it comes to passing our wealth down to our children, we drop the ball because we don't put a plan in place, and they have no idea where anything is, what you have, what to do with it. And so I like that the book is trying to help people realize that this doesn't mean, you know, if you're preparing this legacy, it really is the best gift that you can give when you're departing, when you're no longer here, because who are the person that they were going to usually come to if there's something like that in their lives? They're going to come to mom, they're going to come to dad. And if you're not there, they're going to be like, uh-oh, now what?
Yeah,
absolutely. You know? Yeah. Now, if you're the financial planner and then you also have estate planning attorneys, do you work cohesively, or are they two separate?
Well, as an advisor, I help people planning. So I always tell people anything with a dollar sign, that's what I can handle. And when I can't handle it, I can find someone who can handle it for you. But everybody needs a team. A financial advisor is one leg of the team. An estate attorney is another leg. And then a CPA is another leg of the team. And the team should be a cohesive team that works together, because we all need each other. We have our expertises.
Okay.
And we all work together.
Okay, that helps.
Yeah.
I haven't had to deal. Fortunately, I haven't had to, I haven't been in a position where I've needed to look into this as of yet. So I have a lot of learning to do, and this is definitely going to help. Where can somebody mm-hmm. find the book if they're interested in purchasing it or learning more?
The book is available on Amazon.
Okay.
You just have to look up Leaving a Legacy of Love. You'll find it.
Excellent. On that note, we're going to go off to our first commercial break, but we'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Girl Boss with me, Deb Hill, and my co-host, Devin LeConte. Today, we're talking all things financial for those we love with Mary Beth Finelli, and our friend Kim Black is here.
Hello, okay. Welcome back.
What got you writing this book? What made you want to leave this for us?
Well,
write this for all of us.
Well, I had gone through a lot of hardship in my life. 26 years ago yesterday, I had a beautiful baby daughter, and she passed away. And shortly after that, I lost a son. And then my marriage fell apart, and I was left alone with four children. So I have four others besides the two of them. And so it was a very difficult road. And I was grieving, but I was trying to take care of the kids. So it's interesting because upon reflection, I realized I never really probably grieved. I was too busy taking care of my little ones.
Absolutely.
So I made a lot of wrong decisions in my life based on the grief because I felt guilty. I felt it was my fault. And I think anyone who's gone through grief, I don't care if it's a mother, a father, a child, I don't care if it's your dog, you find a way to blame yourself for whatever it is. I didn't take care of them long enough. I didn't do the right thing. So I was living with that guilt for a very, very long time. I'd say 25 years. Maybe not 25, but close. And it drove me. It drove all my decisions, which weren't very good. I made a lot of wrong decisions. I married, after I got divorced from my children's father, I married an abuser because, oh, let's just pay a little more, right?
Oh, my gosh. Well, and maybe when you're just in that state of mind.
That's the thing.
Control in your life and you kind of gravitate towards somebody who would be like that.
And I think that there's a little voice in you when you're guilty about something that says somebody's got to pay and because it's my fault, I have to pay. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's conscious, but I think it's there. And I think that that's what guided some of my decisions.
That's a good point.
And so when I got divorced from him, there I was again, you know, with four kids, but now they have abuse in their background too. So, and they're teenagers and it was a hot mess. So, they're all fine now. So it's great, but it was just,
I'm glad for that.
Yes, me too. But so after I lost my children, I kind of dove into my spirituality, my faith, because I didn't know what to do with myself.
Good place to go.
Well, yeah, I guess it was a really good place to go. So I kind of went from there. And as I grew and got better and got rid of the guilt, I started making better decisions. So, and then I became a financial advisor. I work with my mother. She's my partner. And she asked me to come into the business. So there's another legacy there in the business. So it just seemed to be the right fit. Because when I was a financial advisor, I really liked estate planning for some reason. That was really like a cool thing. And then I hired a coach, and she goes, you should write a book with your story. And I go, oh, wow. That's what I need to do.
Wow.
So that's how that book was born.
That's ambitious.
It's a very useful book. And I like how you talk about bringing a team together. Did you do that for yourself when you got on your feet? I know you are the financial advisor.
Mm-hmm.
But how soon did you do that before...
Well,
I don't know how to word the question quite. Like, how soon after
the divorce, did you decide, hey, I got to get all this put together?
It was pretty soon because I had four children. And the first thing I did was create a will. And the second thing I did was go out and get $1 million life insurance policy. because if I died, I had to leave somebody in charge of my children, and I knew that was going to cost money, so that they were the beneficiary of that, and should something happen to me and they got my children. So I don't know where I even got those ideas, but those are the first two steps I did as soon as my ex walked out the door.
That's great.
Yeah, it's a good way to make sure that your family is protected, and I guess that's what this book is about, is how to ensure that they are going to be protected after you pass away. Do you have any tips besides those two, is to get your will together and get a life insurance policy? What are some of your other key points?
Well, definitely people need a power of attorney, and the power of attorney is, and you need estate attorneys to draw these papers up. That's not
Absolutely.
Something a financial advisor does. But my job as a financial advisor is to make sure you're protected and your family is protected, and I can point you in the direction. So a power of attorney goes away when you pass, but the power of attorney gives somebody the ability to take care of your money should you become incapacitated.
Now, should you have the same person handling your money and your children?
I don't
understand.
Should you
have a power of attorney who is also the person who is the designated person who's going to take care of your children when you, if you should pass?
Well, that all depends on how your will is set up. I mean, my children were young and they were going to need a guardian. So I had to name my brother as guardian. That's a whole different. He could have been power of attorney if I wanted him to, but he was already going to get that chunk straight out because he had the responsibility of my children. And then you need a medical power. With all the HIPAA rules now, even people who have children who are 18, 19, and their kids are going off to college should have a medical power, because if the child falls off their bike and clunks their head, you can't just go in there and say, well, I'm his mother. A lot of people won't, and it's more prevalent in the 20 to 30-year range, where if you're not married and, you know, even if you have a partner, it doesn't matter. If they're not your medical power, the doctors aren't going to talk to them. And you need someone to take care of you if you can't take care of yourself.
That is true. My older son ended up in California doing an internship while he was going to school. And he ended up with food poisoning, had to go to the hospital. They drugged him up and then told him, because they found out he had insurance, they told him that he needed a CAT scan. And I know, right? And he had nobody there, and no, they didn't have to call us and ask for that.
That's right.
And they went ahead, and in that state, they charge about $4,000 for a CAT scan. And it wasn't covered, and they didn't allow him time for it to get authorized. And they didn't care. They just didn't care. He's like, oh, he's got insurance, so it'll be covered. It wasn't.
Right.
So a power of attorney, or what
That's
did you call
a medical
that?
Power.
A medical power of attorney was really, really important for your college-age kids.
And yeah. when people start working, they should have a will. Because if you have any money outside of whatever you're doing, even if you're leaving it to your mom and dad for now, you should just have some papers around, because it's very difficult to settle an estate when that stuff's not there.
And to use an estate planning specialist. Not every attorney is versed in the how to write wills.
Correct.
There are definitely some that are better than others, and the ones that focus specifically on estate planning is who you should go to for your will.
Correct. But there's a lot of free sites for people who just need, you know, I just need a medical power, or I just need the basic will. I just need the basic power of attorney, because I don't have a lot yet. Mm-hmm. You can go online and you can draw up your own and give it to the person who is that specific person, whether it's your power of attorney or your medical power, so that they have it should anything happen to you.
Yeah. So I'm sure there's a lot of women our age, I'm not going to say what age I am, but who end up on their own at this point, and they don't know where to begin. I know Devin said what's first, what's next. If they simply give you a call, and you can meet with them.
I can meet with them and
begin
point them
the process.
Right.
At that point.
We can talk about that kind of stuff. Sure.
How would somebody get a hold of you if they wanted to reach out?
They could call my office. I can give you the number.
What office are you with?
I am not allowed to say.
Oh, okay.
But you can give us the number.
I can give you the number.
Yeah.
I'm in Warren, New Jersey, and the number is 800-233-5102.
There you go.
Do you have an email or a website?
I have a website for Leaving a Legacy of Love.
Perfect.
.net. And the email is leavingalegacyoflove@gmail.com.
That's great.
So if anyone has any questions that aren't answered here tonight, feel free to go online, email leavingalegacyoflove@gmail.com or on the website leavingalegacyoflove.net.
Yes. I also have a Facebook page, Leaving a Legacy of Love, that they could post questions there. I will probably be posting the recording of this on there.
Perfect. That's great.
Always nice to hear our silky voices on another website.
On that note, we are going to go to our halftime break. So we'll be back after the news and the weather.
USA Radio News.
Monday is day two of the Florida recounts, with some counties having to run voting machines 24 hours a day to process the nearly 8.2 million votes that were cast in the state by Thursday afternoon. Meanwhile, Broward County Circuit Judge Jack Tudor had a message for everyone involved in this case.
Both sides, and I'm talking about lawyers, not politicians here, because I have jurisdiction over lawyers, not politicians. I am urging, because of the highly public nature of this case, ramp down the rhetoric.
The Dow was down 602 points, mainly on fears that the tech sector has run out of steam. Chris Hogan is a financial expert, and he said investing in single stocks, not a good idea.
Single stocks are like going to Vegas, right? Everybody on the plane out to Vegas is excited. I've been on those plane ride back, right, where people aren't, where they've gotten stung.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
The Senate's top Democrat says the FAA is dragging its feet on a congressional directive. And from Washington, USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has that story.
Senator Chuck Schumer says the FAA is not moving quickly enough to roll out a plan to stop airlines from continuing to shrink passenger seats. And Schumer says federal officials should be doing more to comply with a law that was passed in September that is supposed to establish minimum seat size standards for airplanes. The New York Democrats saying the agency hasn't begun to rein in the shrinking seat problem. The FAA claims it's, quote, working to address the provision in the reauthorization bill. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A survey was conducted by a London-based company talking about some of the most annoying office phrases this year. Number one on that list is give 110%. Number two is blue sky thinking. And number five, one of the all-time favorites, outside the box. This is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
NASCAR fans just outside of Phoenix, Arizona, were treated to an exciting race at the newly renovated ISM Raceway. Kyle Busch won the race, but I had a chance to catch up with Arizona Republican Senator John Kyle And he said the fans were also winners with the renovations at ISM Raceway.
I think it's mostly for the fans. It's all reconfigured to be convenient and to give them the best views and the best participation in the pre-race activities, to look into the driver's meeting, to be in the infield, see the cars going through the tech inspection, all of those things to make it a better fan experience. And I think they've done a great job.
With the race being on Veterans Day weekend, I also had a chance to talk to Joey Logano, driver of the number 22 Pennzoil Ford, and ask him what it means to be racing on Veterans Day weekend.
Yeah, it's special. Anytime, I think any way we can honor our military is what's the most important thing, you know. And like I said, this sport takes a minute to stop and recognize our military, not just this weekend, but every week, because it's the reason why we race, the reason why we can race.
I posed the same question to Clint Boyer, driver of the number 14 car.
I mean, everybody, you know, is afforded to be able to do what you love to do because of all the branches of the military, and certainly, you know, important to be able to give thanks to them. We honor them, you know, it's always a big weekend for everybody in our country, and certainly it is for our sport, NASCAR.
From ISM Raceway for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Today's weather brought to you by John Marshall Weather. Tonight, rain developing by late evening, lows in the mid-40s in the city and 30s inland, south to east winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, morning rain. The rain will end from west to east by mid to late morning. A mix of sun and clouds is expected once the rain ends. Highs in the lower to mid-50s. East to northeast winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Wednesday, mostly sunny, breezy, and cold. Highs only in the 30s to maybe around 40. Thursday, we can expect morning sun and then afternoon clouds. Rain will move in later in the day. A mix of wet snow and rain is likely inland. Chilly, highs in the lower 40s in the city, in the 30s inland. And we're back. You're listening to Girl Boss with Devin LeConte and Deb Hill, two wild and crazy ladies who are navigating the corporate world as leading ladies, also known as being the boss.
Welcome back. Can you hear me? Am I on? There we go. So today we are here with Mary Beth Finelli, the author of Leaving a Legacy of Love. And we discussed the book talks about preparing for the future after you're gone.
Correct.
And we discussed the financial implications and aspect of it in the first half of the show. Mary Beth is a financial advisor.
Yes.
And we are going to move into something I think that separates this book from a lot of the other estate planning books are that this is more sentimental, I guess. Deb,
yes,
you were talking off air.
Yeah, of course I'm talking. Again. I do all the best talking off air. We should just leave the things on because I think we do that the best.
I think we did that when we started the show today, actually. Sorry, guys.
Don't tell them. They forgot already. So, yes, you talk about sentimental planning. And I know there's an awful lot of back and forth arguing. You know, I want that teacup. She wanted me to have that teacup. No, I wanted the teacup. No, I need the jewelry. You know, she told me I could have this piece of jewelry, but she told me. So tell me about the sentimental planning concept here. And when do you implement the idea? And how do we go about doing that so that everybody knows what's going on?
Well, okay. So when to implement. So sentimental planning, I have, just for an example, I've been writing on my children's birthday. I would write a journal entry every birthday.
Oh my God, that is so wonderful.
So when I'm gone, they will be able to find these journals. They will be with all my important papers.
Yes.
And they'll be able to read what I thought about them on their first birthday, their second birthday, their 30th birthday,
wow,
all through
I
the
know,
years.
Right?
And that's kind of a gift that keeps giving, because when we lose someone, we just want to bask in their love, right? Isn't
mm-hmm.
that what we miss when they're gone?
Yes.
And so sentimental planning is that, leaving your love behind, and whether it's something like that. And people can get creative. I have a Pinterest page where we I'm sharing all these wonderful, great ideas of what you can do with sentimental planning. You can find it on my website. There's a link to it on the website. But so that's just one aspect of things. And there's so the sentimental. So that's one piece. And then like if you have, let's say, you know, you have three daughters, right? You notice one daughter is particularly fond of a piece of jewelry you have. Well, there's no reason why you can't write that child a letter and say, you know, this, I'm leaving this piece to you and this is why, and da 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 da. It makes it more sentimental. When people are grieving, everyone says, oh, you know, they do. They bicker, they fight when there's no plan and there's nothing in place. They bicker and they fight. And it's really because they're missing that love connection. And they'll bicker over a teacup because it's mom's or it's dad's or whatever. Mm-hmm. So the other sentimental thing, I mean, there's a zillion of them, and I'm not the most creative person in the world, which is why I did this book. But you can write notes. You can leave them there. You can, I know a lot of people take little swatches from favorite outfits from their children, and then like on a wedding day they'll create a pillow or a teddy bear out of these things. So there's a lot of different things that you can do. Communication is the key with all of this stuff, because if no one knows where it is, you're not, you know, you're not going to be able to do it. But the journals are really something you can start at any time. You can write them letters, you can and just at any period, let's say your daughter gets married and you just want to write her a lovely letter, and you just pop it into a file that says, you know, letters. And then maybe she has a baby and you write her a lovely letter and you pop it into a file. So when she has to, when she's going through, these are just things that will help carry them forward. They can always open it. They can always read it. They can always hear your voice in their head. And that helps them get through that grieving period.
I think it's nice because it's a new communication from them in their minds. Because I was just thinking about the fact that we do send cards to them during all of those things, but to have another thing that the person has never seen before from you to be opened after you're gone is really very special.
It's really, really special. It's kind of like, you know, if someone tragically passes away and they've already ordered somebody's Christmas present, it shows up a week after that person passes and they have this present, you know, oh, this is what they got me for Christmas. It's kind of like that for them.
So, I didn't get to start this when my kids were little.
No reason, rhyme or reason that you can't start now and that you can't reflect back. I mean, if you have photo albums, you can look at pictures and say, oh, I remember that birthday party, and just write a little memory about it and stick it in the page of the photo album. Mm-hmm. I know I'm dating myself, photo albums, but, you know, I still have them. I have a bookcase full. So, you know, just sticking little notes in the pages, or, you know, writing little stories, anecdotes, your favorite things about your children. Oh, I remember when you two were fighting over this and that and the other thing, and this is how it was resolved, and it's a funny story. And because they won't remember those things.
I was going to say, that's great too, especially for me, because I don't remember, you know, when I was 5 years old.
Right.
But to have the notes on the back of, because my mom would, with the photos, she would always put the notes on the back of when it was, what was going on, et cetera. So to be able to take those and reflect on that point in my life with her would be something that's very helpful in the future.
Right. And it's just kind of, so it's, you're only limited by your imagination with that piece, but that's the most fun piece. And that's a piece that you can start now. Doesn't matter if you've never done it before, and continue it through the rest of your life.
And it's healthy for you too, to reflect and write it down.
Absolutely.
You know, I was thinking this could be done digitally, but I think one of the really important points of what you're talking about is the handwriting. You're leaving your literal handprint on there. So you can still leave it digitally, but I think to have it handwritten and then scan it in, if you want to save it that way.
Yeah. However works for you.
Fine, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I have little boxes of pictures from, and I throw them in, and each one has a name on it. So when, you know, at some point they'll get this box of pictures and they'll be like, oh my gosh, where'd this come from? I don't remember this, you know, and it'll be fun.
Tell us about the Christmas ornaments.
The Christmas ornaments. Well, that was very interesting. So anyone who's lost a child, they, even someone they love, but especially when you lose a child, and I lost an infant, so I never got to buy her anything. And so every year we had a tradition of we would give each child a Christmas ornament. That was how we did it. And so for my daughter, I would buy an angel, any kind of angel, something I liked. So I bought all the kids their ornaments, and I would get an angel for my other daughter. So at 18, I put them all in a bin. They each had their own names. And when they moved, so my daughter now, my oldest one, is taking her Christmas bin because she just bought her first house, and she's going to put up her first nice. Christmas tree, and she will have all these ornaments from the time she was a child. And the interesting yeah. thing was last year I had a tree full of angels.
Wow. Aww.
So that was a gift to me. I didn't even realize that that's what would happen because yeah. the kids are all packed away.
Yeah.
So it was really, really cool. So that was a gift to me too. It was really yeah. nice.
We did that, with our sons, with they each have their, they don't know it, but they made ornaments,
mm-hmm.
and we keep them, you know, and then they collected certain ornaments. So we, when our older son Sam went off to live on his own, we just gave him the box with all the ornaments in it for his first Christmas, and they were so excited, you know, they got their own little Christmas tree. It's just the most fun thing to watch them decorate a Christmas tree with their ornaments.
Right. And their eyes light up. I remember when, you know.
Yeah, I remember when I got this yep. or where we were.
Yeah. So that's a real fun one,
Disney
too.
Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
So
Deb, you've read that book.
Yes.
There was a couple other points that you were mentioning off air that you wanted to make sure that we covered.
You know, the practical planning, that's where we are talking about the final kind of things.
Yes, practical planning.
So that's...
Yeah, the estate planning is the dry piece, but the practical mm-hmm. planning, that's also something and most people don't know. They can prepay for funerals. They can prepay for the party after the funeral. They can pick their songs and their readings and whatever. They can choose everything that they want, how they want to make their passing. And then it takes the burden off of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a nice surprise when those kind of practical pieces are already taken care of. And it's lovely for the people who would have been in charge of that and the bickering that could go on. Oh, no, I know he would want this song and not that song.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And when you have more than one sibling, you've got 4, 5, 7, 10, you know, you could imagine what might happen.
It would be so wonderful not only to have all the financials in order so the children don't have to even think about it
mm-hmm.
and the estate easily tidied up and closed, but to have the, you know, the after party all handled and not have people grieving and crying and trying to figure out a song and a, you know, a poem or whatever they want to do. And yeah, it would be just fantastic. I know I want to have certain things at mm-hmm. my end party, you know?
And the biggest hurdle in all of this is we're having a fun time talking about this, but most people are afraid that if they start talking or planning about this, that they're going to die tomorrow.
Oh boy.
And so the mindset isn't there, so they don't do it. They're afraid. The fear of dying keeps them from doing it when they drop the ball.
It is hard for a lot of people to talk about. Why do you think that is?
Because they're afraid. They're afraid of death, and they're afraid if they look it in the eye or if they plan for it, that's going to happen immediately.
And it's
silly because it really is part of life, right? I mean, we all have to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm. I guess just recognizing the fact that it's coming closer and closer every day. Maybe you just don't want to think about that. It's hard to face your mortality, you know? I know, being the age I am, which I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah, don't, because I'm older, so don't tell.
I'm looking at less than what I have behind me now. So it's kind of a hard realization. But I think the more fun you have with it, the less it doesn't seem real at the time, and it's just a party you're making.
Correct.
You know, just think about it. Just don't think about that you're going to be dead. Just think about the party part, you know.
Right.
I'll tell you what, the best party I ever had was my friend, she and her husband are Scotch. And so I went to her husband's funeral, and it was the best party. Everybody had a drink, and there'd be somebody who would sit up on the higher, like on the bar,
mm-hmm.
and would tell a story from her husband, what they remember about him. And it was funny, and it was just wonderful. And it brought back his humanity, because all we think about is the grief and how wonderful he was. And you know, you kind of make divinity out of the person for a while. But to bring him back to his reality was so nice, because we could just feel him there. That's what I'd want. And I think we do so much crying that we forget the fun part, the yes. joy of that person's human life here.
Correct. And you know? I think that if you really look at it from a personal point of view, how would you want to be remembered? Do you want people crying at a party for you? I don't. You know, go kick up your heels and start dancing, because that's what I want. Because to me, I'm fine with where I'm at. Wherever I'm at, that's fine. Because you just enjoy your life, because you want them to, right?
Yeah,
you want
I figured I'd be that. Seeing them soon enough anyway. They better hurry up and have some fun.
That's right. Exactly.
Now there's a hard part of your book here, but it's super important. Well, there's two hard parts. I'm going to leave the hardest part till the end.
Okay.
But you do talk about understanding grief, and we are sitting here talking about how we don't want to feel sad and we don't want to cry, and we push it off. How do we begin discussion with each other about the fact that, you know, you may be grieving a loss? How do I have that discussion with you?
Well, in the beginning, so the hardest part of any loss is the beginning. Not really. In the beginning, everyone's there, right? Everybody comes, everybody yeah. is there, they start bringing food. But then life happens, and then you're left alone. So a month later, 2 months later, the numbness starts to wear off, and you're aware that you're alone with whatever situation it is, whether you're alone completely because you've lost a spouse, or whether you're alone with your children like I was. And that's the hardest piece right there, because you don't know what to do with it. And you don't seek help, because at a certain point, 6 months down the line, people are tired. You think, and I don't know how true it is, but you think that people are tired of hearing about how sad you are, because you're sad. And that doesn't mean you can't move on, but it's sad. So I had the experience that basically most of my friends just walked out of my life. I thought mm-hmm. they were my friends. Now, back then I was upset, but now I look at it and they didn't know what to do. They were mm-hmm. so upset that they didn't know what to do for me. And everyone kept saying, oh my gosh, I don't know what I would do if that happened to me. And they made it about them. And then that left me out of the loop, and which was fine. It just, looking back on it, back when I was doing it, it was different. But so I think that the best thing that you can do for your best friend, if you have a best friend who's grieving, is just be there. Show up. I had one woman. She is my angel. She had four children. I had four children. I didn't even know she came by and took my kids out of my house.
Oh.
So she would come across the street. She'd call me every morning, mm-hmm. every morning. And then she would take the kids, and they'd come back, and they'd have had a great day, and they weren't around me, and I gave me some time to cry, because I would never cry around them. And
that is a good friend. That's incredible.
Yeah. And she was an angel, and I don't know how she learned that. It was just where it came from, just came out of her heart. And so that's really the only really perfect piece of advice, is just be there. Just show up. Just don't stop calling.
Yeah. And it's always about the grieving person, not about yourself. It's always about that person when you speak to them. Is that, like you said before, I wouldn't know what to do if that happened to me. Well, it didn't happen to you, you know?
Right.
It happened to the grieving person. And keep the focus on that person. And happy stories or memories, sometimes it's not good and sometimes it is good, but you have to sit with a person, like you said, be with that person and feel what they are interested in talking about. And if they do want to bring up the person who died, let them.
Mm-hmm.
Let them have their stories and encourage that, you know?
Right. And the biggest part is just, how are you doing today? I'm having a rough day. Okay, you want to talk? No, but thanks for listening. At least just knowing somebody else knows you're having a rough day helps you get through your day.
Yeah.
And that's a very simple conversation, a 5-minute conversation. And, but it kept me on track, and I had one woman who carried me through that. So she's my angel.
Thank God.
She's
big
my shout hero. Out.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go on a break on that note real quick. We'll be right back though in 2 minutes to finish up the segment.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to Girl Boss in our final segment with Devin LeCompte and Deb Hill. Yes, we're being wild and crazy during the break. So wow,
so wild really that loud. my music stopped working. So
I guess somebody wanted us to stop partying. On a much more serious note, you have a section here that is very under-discussed, and it's really important. Tell us a little bit about elder abuse. How often does it happen, and how come you have it in the book here particularly?
Well, in as a financial advisor, we are trained to look for elder abuse, and that looking for it means someone's in the background shouting, telling somebody what to do. Maybe they walk into the office and they have a bruise. Just like a teacher has to report suspected abuse, so do we. So I put it in
That's
the book.
Amazing.
Yeah, I put it in the book because it's very prevalent. And because a lot of the abusers are family members, and it's very difficult as well. It's not. To have to make that phone call is very hard, very hard. And it's you have to tiptoe around everything, and you really have to listen to people. You have to listen and make sure that they're with dementia and all that that we. Clients can go into, we really have to listen.
So How does this end up being an issue, especially with family members?
Well, sometimes caretakers get stressed out. And they don't mean to be abusive, but they end up being abusive. Sometimes caretakers, if the person has a lot of money, they find way to sift the money out of the account. So we are trained to watch for unusual activity in the account. So we're trained to watch for a lot of these things that are, when there's a lot of wealth at stake, mm-hmm. Kids are busy. So a lot of people are hired, and sometimes they pay people cash, so they're not coming from a certified place. And it's just one of these things that's on the rise because we have so much more, there's so many more elderly people.
There are. I read something that said we have 65 and over are going to triple in the next 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Triple. That's a lot.
It is.
So give us one more time how we can get in touch with you. What's the best way to get in touch with you?
Well, the best way to get in touch with me is probably just to email me at leavingalegacyoflove@gmail.com.
Great.
You can check out my website, leavingalegacyoflove.net. And I have a Facebook page, Leaving a Legacy of Love, where I just post some inspirational things, some things that are going on with me, and little pieces, tidbits from the book.
Yeah, your website's really nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. You can find the book on Amazon.
Yes.
If you search Amazon, Leaving a Legacy of Love. Again, I haven't read it yet, unfortunately. I just got a copy of it tonight, but it's larger print. It's easy to read, and it does have a lot of very useful information that you can access to know how to move forward.
There's a lot of resources in there, too, for questions that you might have that the book doesn't answer.
Yeah, perfect. It's a fantastic book. I highly, highly recommend that everybody read this. You do have time for this. If you have time to wash your face in the morning, you have time to read this. I'm telling you, it's fantastic.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much for being here with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's a really important topic to discuss. And I wish you a lot of success and prosperity in your business.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having
me. Thank you. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for joining us for Girl Boss today. And we hope you liked it, and join us as part of the Women Supporting Women movement. We hope you enjoyed everything today. And remember to like us on Facebook at GirlBossHCR. Make sure to stay tuned for next week's talk, Monday at 5 p.m. only on Hunterdon County Chamber Radio.
Don't wait for me. Unplug your telephone, 'cause I'm wild.
USA Radio News.
Crews in Northern and Southern California are continuing to fight wildfires. Now, the weather was not much help Monday as the winds were still sometimes reaching hurricane force. Winds are expected to die down in the northern part of the state today and the rest of the state later this week. California Governor Democrat Jerry Brown had a message for everyone fighting the fires.
Thank all the firefighters and first responders, the Highway Patrol, the National Guard, everyone who's worked so hard.
Democrats took over the House of Representatives during the 2018 midterm elections, and one of the things we're starting to hear is what the Democrats will be targeting when it comes to President Trump regarding subpoenas and what sort of hearings we can expect starting next year. John Yoo is the former Deputy Assistant Attorney General. He joined Fox News to discuss what power Congress actually has.
The House is really controlled by the committee chairs, and the chairs have a lot of power to issue subpoenas themselves.
This is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO18 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
The price of a gallon of gas.
Tuesday, mainly in the morning, high near 51, cloudy on the overnight Tuesday, low in the 30s. Wednesday, mostly sunny, high in near 40, cloudy Wednesday night, low in the 20s, mid-20s. Looks like rain in the forecast for Thursday and Friday, 60 to 70% precipitation around here. And into Friday night, clearing up again on Saturday, the high in the upper 40s for the weekend. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Showcase, presented by PNC Bank. It will be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a